welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Reality is Truth.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus continued speaking, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? Imagine a person who has taken a mustard seed and planted it. The seed has grown and become like a small tree, so that the birds of the air shelter in its branches." And Jesus said again, "What is the kingdom of God like? Imagine a woman who has taken yeast and hidden it in 3 measures of flour until it is all leavened." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, have you got a mute button on your TV? One of the things I find most frustrating about TV is the ads. They come on at frequent intervals, trying to make us believe that we need the biggest and the best to be happy. And of course, we know this is not real. This is not true. So I constantly mute the ads. Consumerism and materialism try to convince us that possessions are what make life real. However, the fact that we are tuned into listening to this word today tells me we are aware of what is real, what is true, and it certainly is not having the latest acquisition or more of what is advertised, just in case we miss out if it goes off the market. In today's gospel, Jesus gifts us with 2 beautiful images, the mustard seed and yeast. These images speak of littleness, of hiddenness, and not of immensity or the drama of big, better, best. Everything that is real comes from tiny beginnings. And there is always a time of waiting for growth, like the seed hidden in the ground, like the expansion of yeast hidden in the dough. And Jesus tells us this is what the kingdom of God is like. In the world of entertaining and advertising, things have to create a big dramatic noise. What for? I suppose to get our attention. Surely this is an indication they are not real. Real things grow from tiny seeds. After all, we began life as a seed. What a miracle. How often in Scripture does Jesus invite us to consider the little things? Unless you become as little children. The widow had 2 small coins. The little boy, 2 small fish. Where 2 or 3 are gathered, I am there in their midst. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And remember, in the desert, God told Moses just to take sufficient manna for the day. To be real, we need to know enough is enough. To be living in the kingdom here and now, we need only be aware that like the seed, it is within us. Concerning this reality, this truth, I would like to give our Dominican brother, Meister Eckhart, the last word. He says, "The seed of God is in us. Now the seed of a pear tree grows into a pear tree, and a hazel seed grows into a hazel tree. A seed of God grows into God. End of quote. We are all seeds of God, waiting to become what we were created to be. And this is surely the greatest reality about the kingdom Jesus spoke of, which exists within us. Amen. Let us bloom where we are planted or transplanted.
Oh.